Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hi, Tamara. This is Dixie Miller from Topeka, Kansas. And I have a problem with one of the charges on my bank account for $92.90 that you folks applied that I didn't ask for. It was on March the 26th that hit my bank account.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
66615.
Okay, and what was that first and last name?
Miller, Dixie Miller.
Dixie Miller. Okay, I remember it. I'm sorry. If for security purposes, Ms. Miller, can you please provide me with your, excuse me. I apologize for that. I was joining. Your address?
1309 Southwest. Overlook Drive, Apartment 2, Topeka, Kansas, 66615.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have the Keto Ascendant as well as that cleanse, and that product is designed to reduce your appetite, increasing your metabolism, overall energy, mood, and exercise performance. And I do see here that you signed up for a 14-day free trial on March the 8th, paying $670 and $745 for that product.
I received those. I have not received anything else from you, but I do have a charge for $92.90 that I didn't apply or wasn't. I didn't ask for.
Okay,
so
now again,
I haven't refunded it to my bank account.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, with that trial, you do have to call in and cancel that product. Call Merchant Services.
Where was that at? I didn't see that.
Okay, so when you signed up for the product, do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older and that you do agree to the terms and conditions? You do agree to the terms and conditions in order to receive that product by mail.
That I signed up for, yes. I didn't sign up for additional ones. And you don't state that.
It shows it in the terms and conditions.
I know how you folks operate. You just keep sending it and charging until we call in and complain about it.
Yes, ma'am. So it does, in the terms and conditions, it does show here that you agreed. It says, I agree to the terms and conditions to be billed for $670
and $745,
now.
Yes.
Correct. Now for shipping and handling. And if I do not cancel within 10 plus 4 days of shipping trial, I will be billed the full amount for $92.90. I will be billed $92.90. For plus $670 for 30-day supply for each month until canceled. Please call 844-379-1590 to cancel my subscription. So it is included in the terms and conditions when you apply for the product. Now, typically, all sales are final on the product, so we wouldn't be able to refund the account back. Now, what I can do for you is provide you with a free of that product, and I'll cover the shipping and handling for you as well. In turn, I'll also
I haven't received that shipment, so that $92, I don't know.
That's
what
the out
for.
Of trial. That's the out of trial charge.
Well, what? I was already charged that $670 and $745 for it for the first shipment, and I paid for that. Which it doesn't work, but anyway, then I get this charge for $92.90. Plus, I had a couple other charges that the bank caught and took it off. So you folks are, you know, you don't explain it good enough. It's so small print, you can't read the print, and it goes so fast. So, I'm going to, I guess, have to get the attorney in on this, or the for the city, and tell them what you folks are up to.
Okay, so I do understand that you're willing to contact the attorney. However, it seems as though you agree to the terms and conditions, they will not be able to.
You don't explain it. You put it so fast that we can't find it, and it's so small print we can't read it. So you all do it. I know, and don't tell me you don't. Because you'd be lying if you did.
Okay, so Ms. Miller, what I can do for you, I can provide you with a 35% refund for the charge that occurred on the account. And that is a courtesy refund because, again, all sales are final on that product with that merchant.
That what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part.
I said that I can provide you with a 35% refund for the charges on the account. However, due to the fact that the merchant does have a no refund policy.
Why is it a trial size then?
So that is actually a, it is, that's
actually, your product.
That is actually a full 30-day supply of the product that you received.
But it doesn't work, so I don't
okay.
know.
And that's why you have to call.
I would think if it doesn't work, then you're, and I'm calling you now.
Yes, ma'am. You have to call before the trial is up so that you don't
well,
have to pay the full price for
I'm
that
sorry.
Product.
You don't. Explain that the number that is on the charge is the same. I thought that was account number for that particular product. I didn't realize it was a phone number until I talked to my bank about it.
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't say phone number down at the bottom. So you're lying to us because you're saying, well, I put the phone number out there. We don't know that number was a phone number.
Okay. And Ms. Miller, is also we also send you an email with that information as well, with the phone number to contact us.
I don't think I received it. And
okay.
I would think
so,
it was a product that actually worked. You know, you're using people's names and everything that doesn't approve of it. So I just, you're setting yourself up for a big lawsuit.
All right, Ms. Miller. So I definitely apologize for the inconvenience of this charge. Now, the highest I can go as far as refunding the account will be 50%. So I can give you 50% of that $92.90 back.
Okay, I'll settle for that.
Okay, bear me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel the account and issue that refund back to you as well, okay?
Okay, and you use the card that I have given you, right?
That's correct. It'll go back to the card that was charged.
Yes.
4645. Give me just a moment. 4645.
I think I'm still going to go report you as fraud.
I'm sorry?
I said I think I'm still going to report you as fraud.
Okay, now if you...
That's what it is.
Okay, so it's not fraud because again, you did.
You don't put it in big enough letters for people to see it, and we didn't know what the phone number was or nothing. The only thing I had was the envelope that you sent the product in the first time, and that's all I had. There was no paper in there, nothing. So. You know, people put a letter with it, you know, explaining what it does for you and so forth. This didn't have nothing.
Okay, Ms. Miller. Now, again, with you accepting the 50% refund, which I've just refunded you back, I know that you probably wouldn't. Well, I know that you wouldn't be able to do a dispute and or you know, do the fraudulent because you did agree to that refund back. Now, if you'll bear me one moment, what I can do is reach out to the merchant and see if they're able to give us a full refund, but I can't guarantee it. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it because it's fraud and people need to know about it.
Okay, bear with me just a moment, okay?
And I didn't get a letter or nothing saying that, you know, you're going to be receiving this product, you know, and hopefully that it's working
okay
for you.
Yes, ma'am. Now, we don't send out a letter once you've agreed to the terms and conditions because, again, we do notify you in the beginning of those charges and the subscription to occur.
Well,
so they don't send out information with every product notifying you of something that was already agreed upon in the, you know, in the application of that product.
But it doesn't work, so I don't know how you folks stay in business. And to show the two people as far as celebrities, that's wrong too.
Okay.
And, you know, it's all setting yourself up for a big, you know, lawsuit. And it goes out on Facebook and then it'll be detrimental
okay
to you folks. So.
Okay, so they agreed to a 75% refund. Giving you a total of, give me just a moment, $69.67 refunded back from that $92.90. And I did update that refund for you as well as cancel the account out. Whenever you're ready, I can provide you with a cancellation code. You'll also receive a cancellation code via email within 24 to 48 hours from now.
Okay, 69, what was the cent part?
It's 69.67.
67.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so whenever you're ready, I can provide you with that zip code.
I want that. Okay, I want everything canceled. But
I mean, not
both products.
Yes, ma'am, everything has been canceled. Whenever you're ready, I can provide you with the cancellation code.
Okay.
All right. So it's, the code is C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, 93, E as in Eric, 60254, B as in Brad.
Oh, B. As
B
in Brad, you say?
Correct.
Okay. Okay,
all right.
I'll settle for that.
All right, Ms. Miller, and it's definitely been my pleasure to assist you today. And again, it does take about 3 to 5 business days before that refund reflects into the account, but it has been submitted today. And give me just a second. Let me. And the account has been canceled, so therefore you will not receive any product, nor would you receive any more charges from our company. And I definitely want to thank you for calling into customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.